Dale Pulte is selling his California home because he can't meet his payments. The motorcycle mechanic and former drag car racer was infected with valley fever in California's Central Valley and is mostly not able to work. At first, he coughed so hard that he blacked out.
Breaking out in welts and sweats, and the doctor didn't know what to do, and they had me loaded full of prednisone and all kinds of different things, and it was basically getting worse.
In late 2010, doctors diagnosed him with valley fever. Since then, Pulte has been taking antifungal drugs, including one that costs nearly $1,000 a bottle. Valley fever, known to doctors as coccidioidomycosis, is spread by fungal spores released into the air when the soil is disturbed. It's becoming more common as cities and towns expand into rural areas. It is seen in California's Central Valley and other semi-arid parts of the American Southwest, especially Arizona and also in parts of Latin America. Dr. Robert Kaplan, an infectious disease specialist, says half of those infected show no symptoms, while others have aches and fever. In a minority of patients, there is lung disease, and in 1%, more serious conditions.
The most important one is meningitis, where it affects the lining of the brain and the spinal cord, and that can be a very, very bad disease.
Valley fever, at its worst, can be fatal. It is hardest on people with depressed immune systems and, for reasons not yet clear, on members of certain racial groups, says Dr. Claire Panossian-Donovan, also a specialist.
It's Filipinos, African Americans, Native Americans, Hispanics, and Asians.
But others with little exposure or immunity to the disease can also be vulnerable, like Seattle resident Sharon Philippe. She got the disease while visiting Arizona and now operates a website called Valley Fever Survivor with her son, David. She spoke to VOA via Skype.
I was a shadow of who I was beforehand. And to also tell you, I never had an immunocompromised situation. I was not sick. I never was on medication.
On the website, Philippe describes her battle with the disease in graphic detail. She says it should be getting more attention. Dr. Donovan agrees.
But I think the first priority is to raise the awareness of patients and doctors who should be diagnosing it, trying to put people on treatment if it's warranted.
So far, there is no cure or vaccine to prevent the disease. Doctors say for now, early detection is the most effective way to fight valley fever. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.